Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Amos chapter 6, verses 1 and 7. Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria. Your feasting and lounging will end. Tuned in or tuned out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever put on headphones or earbuds, cranked up your favorite song or video, and didn't even notice someone talking to you? Maybe Mom was calling you for dinner, but you didn't hear her at all. You were in your own world, tuned out. That's kind of what happened in today's Bible reading. God's people were having parties, eating fancy food, enjoying life, totally tuned out. But they weren't listening to God. They were so distracted by having fun that they didn't care what God said. So God sent the prophet Amos to call them to repent, to wake them up. God wants us to enjoy good things too, family, games, food, even fun hobbies. But he doesn't want us so tuned in to those things that we tune out his voice. If we don't hear Jesus' voice, how can we follow him? His voice is the one that leads us to heaven. Think about times when your family has gotten really busy: school, sports, vacations, or just being tired, and you've tuned Jesus out. Or maybe during devotions you've thought about what's for lunch instead of listening. But here's the good news. Jesus never stops calling. Even right now, through his Word and Holy Spirit, he's calling you back. That's grace. In the Bible, this happened again and again. God's people got distracted. God sent someone, a prophet, pastor, or parent, to wake them up. When they listened, God forgave them and promised to fix things. That's what happened in Amos' time, too. God promised, "I will restore and repair." That promise pointed ahead to Jesus, who fixes what sin breaks and makes us God's children forever. God still speaks today through the Bible, through parents and pastors, and through Christian friends. He wants you tuned in because his voice is full of love, truth, and eternal life. Let's pray that even when life gets noisy, we always hear Jesus first. We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, thank you for giving me so many good blessings: food, friends, family, and fun. Forgive me when I get too busy or distracted to listen to you. Help me to stay tuned in to your Word every day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.